I'm sure you understand the word of Jesus. It doesn't mean he come to bring divisions. Division doesn't come from the come from God. Come from our humanity. He said he bring fire to earth. Fire leads the Holy Spirit. Fire means the word of God. When we follow Jesus, not many people can understand. Even yourself, at times you react, how can I do that? You know, in the beginning, when he was preaching, he preached once, those do not eat my flesh and drink my blood, we have no life. So many people left because they find the words can't put in. Only Peter announced to Jesus, Lord, without you, where can we go? Many times we don't understand the word of the gospel. It's not easy to understand. But the word of God is always the word of God. If we don't take it, or in division, in ourselves. Forgive 7 times 7. At once may say, no way. By the time of Jesus, 3 times forgiveness is already maximum. Peter then already said, Lord, can I forgive people 7 times? Jesus said, no, 70 times 7. That means unlimited. Humanly speaking, we react also. How can I live this word of God? Does Jesus say, I bring fire to change yourself into divinity? When we receive the Holy Communion, we receive the life of Jesus, and the life of Jesus become our life. Our life is miserable. Paul expressed once, whatever I shouldn't do, I do it. Or whatever I should do, I didn't do it. This is our human frailty. Jesus understands this. That's why St. Paul teaches, Lord, let me, on a daily basis, I put the old self away and put a new self. The new self means Jesus. Old self means ourselves. So that Paul is always teaching himself, live today. Christ in me. And that's the only way we can live. We can follow Jesus. So division is already, Jesus himself already experienced. Even on the cross, still the people is still shouting at him. If you are the Son of God, you come down. Even on the side, on the other side, one of the thief also said, if you are the Messiah, save us. Fortunately, the another one on the right hand side said, Lord, we are miserable. Your adjustment. Remember me when you are in heaven. This is our human being. So accept what we are. God is giving us all this necessary grace so that we can fulfill the will of God in each one of us. And the only way to live the will of God is only in the present moment. Nothing else. You can't live the present moment. You can't live the will of God for tomorrow. Neither. You can live the will of God of yesterday already passed. It's important right now. So we remind ourselves, this moment is a moment of grace. This moment is a moment of doing the will of God. So just remind ourselves when we attending Mass, the will of God. Just pray with heart, open our soul for His gift. The next moment, let the next moment. You don't have to worry. And Jesus always telling us, don't worry things about tomorrow. Today, you have your own cross. So be joyful. Important is to live well every present moment. It's important, even there separations, people against us. Important, you live according to your conscience. What is right, do it. Even people criticize you, this is their problem. Important, you follow the will of God. Important, you follow the teaching of Jesus, especially in the Bible or in the Gospel. Only then we can say, ask the Lord, help us that we can fulfill His will every day. Also, today we ask the Lord, give us this special grace that we can be a joyful person. With this fire, cleanse our sinfulness and start again, living moment by moment, the will of God the Father.